听力课堂，听 class.com。
Part 2. Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is a tape script of the English passage.
Today, almost all major nations follow the Berne Copyright Convention. For example, in the USA, almost everything created privately and originally after April 1, 1989 is copyrighted and protected whether it has a notice or not. It is true that a notice strengthens the protection by warning people and by allowing one to get more and different damages, but it is not necessary. If something looks copyrighted, you should assume it is. This applies to pictures, too.You may not scan pictures from magazines and post them to the net. U.S. copyright law is quite explicit that the making of what are called derivative works is the exclusive province of the owner of the original work. This is true even though the making of these new works is a highly creative process. If you write a story using settings or characters from somebody else's work, you need that author's permission. Copyright law is mostly civil law. If you violate copyright law,You would usually get sued, but not charged with a crime.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
去年12月3日的大会投票对我来说是终身难忘的。许多中国人和我有同样的感受。为了积累资料，纪念历史，鼓励后人，我们从今年起每年编辑出版一本上海世博会年鉴。今年出版的2002年年鉴忠实记录了三年多的申博历程。我希望在今年12月国际展览局第134次大会上，各位代表能够看到这本年鉴。不过它目前是中文版的，也许正在学习中文的朋友更喜欢。我们还编辑出版了世博杂志，与年鉴相比，杂志的风格更活跃，出版频率更快，所刊载的信息也更多样化。这是一本双月刊中英文版的杂志，读者对象以机构为主。今天我带来了第一期，今年12月国际展览局第134次大会上，我们将向各位赠送第二期。我不会向各位收费，只是希望你们能为杂志写一些文章，稿费虽然不多，但你们的真知灼见将会留在上海世博会的历史上。
第七单元，卫生保健。
Unit 7, Health and Fitness.
Section 4,
口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
Life is full of emotional ups and downs, but when the downtimes are long-lasting or interfere with your ability to function, you may be suffering from a common serious illness, depression. Clinical depression affects mood, mind, body, and behavior. Research has shown that in the United States, about 19 million people, 1 in 10 adults, experience depression each year.And nearly two-thirds do not get the help they need. Treatment can relieve the symptoms in over 80% of the cases. Yet, because it often goes unrecognized, depression continues to cause unnecessary suffering. Depression is a pervasive and harmful illness that affects both women and men, but women experience depression at roughly twice the rate of men. Researchers continue to explore how biological,and psychosocial issues may be associated with women's higher rate of depression. No two people become depressed in exactly the same way. many people have only some of the symptoms, varying in severity and duration. For some, symptoms occur in time-limited periods. For others, symptoms can be present for long periods if no treatment is sought. Having some depressive symptoms does not mean a person is clinically depressed. For example, it is not unusual for those who have lost a loved one to feel sad, helpless, and disinterested in regular activities. Only when these symptoms persist for an unusually long time is there reason to suspect that grief has become depressive illness. Similarly, living with the stress of potential layoffs, heavy workloads, or financial or family problems may cause irritability and the blues. Up to a point, such feelings are simply a part of human experience. But when these feelings increase in duration and intensity, and an individual is unable to function as usual, what seemed a temporary mood may have become a clinical illness.
二，听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
Samantha is a very giving person. She gives to her family and her friends. She volunteers at a local hospital and helps build homes for low-income families. She is a spiritual person who prays daily. Yet Samantha has a big empty space inside her, a black hole of sadness that nothing seems to fill. How can this be? She is doing everything right, doing service, praying, and trying in many ways to be a good person. So what's wrong? The problem is that Samantha does not take care of herself. She works too hard, forgets to eat, and eats junk food, doesn't play enough, and says yes when she really means no. She thinks that by filling her heart with love and giving that love to others, she will get filled in return. She wonders why she still feels so empty inside. The only one who can begin to fill that emptiness within her is Samantha. However, Samantha was taught that it's selfish to take care of herself. She was taught that she will feel fulfilled within when she gives to others, and that others will give back to her and fill up the emptiness within. It doesn't work that way. When we are not filling ourselves by attending to our own feelings, needs, and well-being, we will feel empty and alone inside. When we are not asking a higher source of guidance throughout the day what is loving to ourselves, what is in our highest good, and taking loving action in our own behalf, we will be empty within no matter how much we do for others and no matter how much others do for us. We are the only ones, in connection with a spiritual source of love, who can fill up the inner emptiness.
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
Your body breaks down the food that you eat into glucose, which it uses for energy. People with diabetes either don't have enough insulin, which helps your body break down the food you eat into glucose, or their insulin doesn't work right. There are two types of diabetes, type 1 and type 2. Most people get type 1 diabetes as a child or young adult, and there's nothing you can do to prevent it. Type 1 diabetes is insulin dependent, which means that you need to keep track of your insulin levels, inject yourself with insulin each day, and follow a special diet. Type 2 diabetes usually develops in people older than 40 or people who are very overweight. You usually don't have to take insulin if you have type 2. Type 2 is treated with exercise, weight loss, a strict diet, and sometimes medicine. You are more likely to get type 2 diabetes if you are older than 40, very overweight, have a family history of diabetes, don't get very much exercise, and have given birth to a baby who weighed more than 9 pounds. The following symptoms may be signs of diabetes: having to urinate more than normal, getting really thirsty a lot, losing weight without trying, starting to get hungrier than normal, having tingling in your hands or feet, or your hands and feet get numb, getting a lot of yeast infections. You can live a normal and full life with diabetes, as long as you get treated by a doctor. But if you have diabetes and you don't see a doctor, you may get very sick or even die.
口译补充练习。第一天，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
女士们、先生们，我是本着坦诚、负责、信任、合作的精神前来参加这个会议的。我将向东盟领导人介绍中国非典防治工作中的主要经验教训，交流中国政府采取的措施。我期待着通过这次会议，促进中国与东盟的相互了解和信任，增进我们之间的合作。2003年，世界一些国家和地区持续蔓延的非典型肺炎，是对人类健康和生命安全的严重威胁。非典型肺炎是一种尚未被人类完全认识的新型传染病，还没有特效的诊断办法和治疗手段，流行特点也没有完全掌握。面对这场突如其来的疫情灾害，我们缺乏经验，而且中国人口多，流动量大，所以当时面临着严重的局面。但是中国政府是勇于面对困难、高度负责任的政府，时刻把人民健康和生命安全放在第一位。中国政府一如既往，就像处理亚洲金融危机一样，以极负责任的态度处理好了非典型肺炎问题。最终，我们战胜了凶恶的疾病，赢得了这场战争。我们愿意将在此过程中汲取的经验教训告诉大家。一是，全面加强预防措施以控制疫情蔓延。中国政府已将非典型肺炎列为法定传染病进行管理，建立公开透明的疫情报告和信息发布制度，要求做到早发现、早报告、早隔离、早治疗，采取各种措施加强传染源的有效控制。二是，全力开展救治，设立防治基金，各地普遍设立定点医院，扩大专门病区，及时收治患者，保证防治药品供应，改善医院治疗和防护条件。三是，建立突发疫情应对机制，提高应急处理能力，积极建设完善全国突发公共卫生事件的应急处理机制，建立疾病监测信息网络和实验室网络。四是，加强科研攻关，研究有效诊治办法。我们组织全国各学科专家联合攻关，集中力量查找病因病源，研究探索疾病诊断和治疗方法。五是，密切同国际社会合作，重视借鉴国外经验。我们积极同世界卫生组织等国际组织开展合作，共同探讨救治患者、控制疫情和查找病因方面的问题。所有疾病，尤其是新型传染性疾病，是全人类共同的敌人。非典型肺炎的跨国蔓延是国际社会，特别是本地区面临的共同挑战。唯有通过地区和国际合作，才能有效加以应对。我们将继续加强与世界卫生组织以及其他国家的合作与交流。中国与东盟是好邻居、好伙伴、好朋友。非典型肺炎不仅没有影响我们之间的关系，共同抗击非典型肺炎更加增强了我们之间的友谊与合作。中国有句古语，安危相益，祸福相生。伟大的亚洲人民有着逆境自强的优良传统。我相信，只要我们同心携手，共赴时艰，就一定能够战胜像非典一样的敌人，转危为安，迎来亚洲特别是本地区更大的繁荣和发展。谢谢。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
Mr. President, the Indian delegation supports the consideration by the conference of the agenda item entitled Global Road Safety Crisis. I wish to avail myself of this opportunity to register our gratitude to the representative for this initiative. I would also like to thank Mr. President for the informative report submitted to the conference under this item. According to the report of Mr. President, road traffic injuries have become a public health crisis of global dimensions. In 2000, 1.26 million people worldwide died as a result of road traffic injuries, accounting for 2.2% of global mortality and ranking as the 9th leading cause of human deaths and morbidity. The World Health Organization predicts that by 2020, road traffic injuries could rank 3rd among causes of death and disability, ahead of such other health problems as HIV/AIDS and malaria. A cause of concern is the fact that the losses sustained by developing countries as a result of road traffic injuries far exceed those of developed countries. Of the 1.26 million road traffic fatalities in 2000, about 1.04 million occurred in developing countries, which translated into 88% of the total number of deaths, whereas the developed countries accounted for only 12%. Faced with this grave situation, it stands to reason for the international community to enhance cooperation and endeavor to improve road safety for all countries, the developing ones in particular. In this context, I wish to make 4 points. 1. Ensuring road safety is a system project that involves human beings, vehicles, roads, the environment, and management. In formulating specific laws, policies, and measures in an effort to remove a variety of causes of road traffic injuries, countries should take into account the overall picture and a whole range of factors. 2. As national governments bear the primary responsibility for road safety, they should give priority to preventative interventions, relying on the participation and collaboration of all sectors of society, heightening the safety awareness of relative government departments, transportation authorities, and the general public, and ensuring road safety. 3. It is imperative to effectively beef up international cooperation. Countries should increase their exchange of information, learn from one another, and join their efforts in improving road safety. As the developing countries suffer from economic constraints, with their infrastructure and management yet to be perfected, the international community should provide the financial, technical, and managerial assistance necessary to them. 4. The World Health Organization, which shoulders the heavy responsibility of keeping everyone in good health, should play an important role in coping with this problem. We have noted with pleasure that WHO has chosen the theme of road safety for World Health Day 2004. It is our hope that the related events will further heighten public attention to road safety in all countries and make traveling a safer and more comfortable experience. Mr. President, India is a developing country. Along with the sustained healthy growth of the Indian economy over the past 2 decades, India's road construction and automobile industry have made significant headway. Questions such as how to try and improve road safety conditions, accelerate legislation on road safety, increase input in highway and urban road safety facilities, intensify the training and safety education of drivers, further improve road traffic accident prevention mechanisms, and upgrade the treatment and rehabilitation of those injured in traffic accidents, these are major challenges facing our government. We hope to enhance cooperation with WHO and other international organizations and agencies. Draw on the advanced experience of other countries and scale new heights in India's road safety capacity building endeavors. Thank you, Mr. President.
Section 9.
模拟考试.
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
你知道吗？现在道路交通伤害已成为全球性的公共健康危机了。
Yeah. According to the statistics, in 2000, 1.26 million people worldwide died as a result of road traffic injuries, taking up 2.2% of global deaths and ranking as the 9th leading cause of human deaths.
据说道路交通伤害到2020年将上升至第三位，排位远在艾滋病、疟疾等健康问题之前呢。
The survey also shows that the deaths in developing countries as a result of road traffic injuries far exceed those of developed countries.
形势很严峻啊，我认为国际社会理应加强合作，为提高世界各国，特别是发展中国家的道路交通安全水平而努力。
I can't agree with you anymore. All countries should take into consideration the overall picture and all the factors to formulate specific laws, policies, and measures to remove different causes of road traffic injuries.
是的，特别还要关注发展中国家，因为他们自身经济实力有限，基础设施和管理水平等还有待完善。国际社会应在资金、技术和管理等各方面向他们提供帮助。
Yeah, we sincerely hope that all the efforts made will further heighten public attention to road safety in all countries and make traveling a safer and more comfortable experience. Part 2. Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once.Here is the tape script of the English passage.
As fresh water becomes increasingly scarce due to population growth, urbanization, the use of wastewater in agriculture, aquaculture, and other areas will increase. In some cases, wastewater is the only water resource available to poor, subsistence-level farming communities. Although there are benefits to using wastewater in agriculture,Uncontrolled use of wastewater frequently is associated with significant negative human health impacts. These health impacts can be minimized when good management practices are implemented. Guidelines for the safe use of wastewater in agriculture need to find the right balance between maximizing public health benefits and still allowing for the beneficial use of scarce resources. Guidelines need to be adaptable to the local, social, economic, and environmental conditions.And should be co-implemented with other health interventions, such as provision of adequate drinking water and sanitation. WHO's guidelines put forward in 1989 have had a major impact on the rational reuse of wastewater in countries worldwide. These guidelines are currently under revision with expected publication in 2004.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required.After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
世界卫生组织昨天说，在今后两三年里，东南亚将继非洲之后，成为艾滋病蔓延最不受控制的地区。世卫组织总干事在香港说，艾滋病在越南、泰国和柬埔寨已成传染的态势。他说，中国的情况也令人担忧。他希望不久可引进细致的教育和咨询项目。他说，世卫组织正在和联合国一起建立一个崭新的救助项目，旨在改善对艾滋病的教育状况。世卫组织的统计显示，今年一月全世界艾滋病患者的官方数据已达到100万，比去年同期的85万1628增长了 20%。但是联合国相信真实数据可能会高得多。由于报道不全或未加诊断，真实数据可能在450万左右。到目前为止，在报道的艾滋病例中，亚洲占了约 2%, 泰国占首位，有12245例。然而世卫组织相信在亚洲约有300万人携带艾滋病毒。香港的统计数据表明，艾滋病毒携带者每年以 25% 的速度稳步递增。 然而患有艾滋病的病人人数比去年猛增了 40%。